Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Mexicans gathered in the capital to celebrate the landslide victory of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the country's first leftist president. This woman is a López Obrador supporter.
Lamentablemente vivimos día a día.
Unfortunately, daily at all homes and at work, there has always been violence. I think the time has come to end this, for change, for hope. I think this is something that characterizes the country. Mexicans never lose hope.
La esperanza nunca la pierde el mexicano.
According to a preliminary count from the country's Electoral Commission, López Obrador secured around 53% of the national vote. His greatest competition came from Ricardo Anaya of the National Action Party. López Obrador has vowed to stamp out corruption and poverty in his country, bolster growth in Latin America's number two economy. 30 African leaders are meeting in Mauritania, focusing on fighting corruption and dealing with the continent's humanitarian and security crises. At the opening of the summit, the host, Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, warned of security failings in the region as four civilians were killed in an attack targeting a French patrol in Mali. Sunday's attack in Mali came just days after Islamist militants raided the headquarters of a five-nation African force in Bamako, leaving six dead. The leaders of Sudan's main opposition party, Sadiq al-Mahdi, said he was refused entry to Egypt, where he had been set for a self-imposed exile. The Sudanese National Umma Party said he was turned away after arriving at Cairo's international airport upon arrival from Berlin. This is VOA News. Iranian government called for calm on Sunday after fresh protests erupted, turned violent in the southern city of Khorramshahr over water shortages. Reports indicate police opened fire at demonstrators who attacked banks and other public buildings. The country has been rocked by economic protest. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he believes the most of North Korea's weapons mass destruction can be dismantled within a year. He appeared on the ABC or the CBS program, Face the Nation.
We have developed a program. I'm sure that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be discussing this with the North Koreans in the near future about really how to dismantle all of their WMD and ballistic missile programs in a year. If they have the strategic decision already made to do that and they're cooperative, we can move very quickly. And it's to North Korea's advantage to see these programs dismantled very quickly, because then the elimination of sanctions, aid by South Korea and Japan and others, can all begin to flow.
Bolton said he is optimistic about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un carrying out his country's denuclearization. Marking the 21st anniversary of Hong Kong's return to the mainland China, thousands of pro-democracy supporters took to the streets to protest Beijing's tightening grip. Joshua Wong heads the Democisto Party.
It's the first demonstration after Carrie Lam as the one who ruled Hong Kong for a year. And we hope to send a message to Beijing. We are against on interference of China government, and also hope to protect Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy.
Organizers said 50,000 turned out, while police put the number at 9,800. China's link to Hong Kong is expected to grow later this year with the opening of a bridge and high-speed rail linking the territory with the mainland. A man in Boise, Idaho, here in the United States, has been arrested after stabbing nine people over the weekend, including six children, at a birthday party in an apartment for resettled refugees. The attack appeared to have been motivated by revenge after 30-year-old Timmy Kenner was asked to leave. City Police Chief William Bone said the suspect has an extensive criminal record.
Spanning multiple states, who has spent time in prison, and whose past criminal violations do include violence against others.
The refugees are from Iraq, Syria, and Ethiopia. In World Cup action, Croatia earned a quarterfinal berth, edging Denmark 3-2 in a penalty shootout. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.